Now we're gonna change subjects and talk to Kurt Andernach. Did I get it right? He's here from Antof Animals Sanctuary for Farm Animals in Catskill. You said it's you're in the Earlton, Leeds area.
Correct. Yes, we're off Podick Mountain Road, close to Skerry Turnpike.
And well, just give us an introduction. What does the sanctuary do, and how did you get started? And you know, if somebody has an animal issue, do they come to you, or you know, when? Or tell us about the sanctuary.
We rescue farm animals, exclusively farm animals. We don't rescue dogs or cats. We have currently around 200 animals, lots of chickens, lots of roosters, goats, pigs, lambs, ducks, you name it. We don't have any large grazing animals because the sanctuary is in the woods and we don't have lots of grazing surfaces. I mean, that's, you know, coming eventually, but not at this point. And
there are a couple horse sanctuaries around, right?
Correct, yes. There are a couple of horse sanctuaries around. And then, of course, there's also Catskill Animal Sanctuary as well as Woodstock Animal Sanctuaries. But we're on a much, much smaller scale. So I'm practically a one-man operation. I do have part-time help also some volunteers, but we can always use more. So, and the sanctuary actually started like a fluke. I used to have a store on Main Street in Catskill, and every day I would go to my neighbor. He has a coffee shop, and so while he was making my cappuccinos, we would always talk a little bit. And you know, one morning I just said, you know, it's always been a dream of mine to wake up to the crow of a rooster, and his whole face lit up. And he said, oh, man, a friend of mine, you know, she desperately needs to get rid of her rooster because the neighbor's giving her a lot of grief. And, you know, they're kind of threatening to kill that rooster. And I said, great, you know, bring him over. So and that afternoon, I had my first rooster and my first hen, Henry and Henrietta.
So, had you ever had chickens or roosters before?
No, not really. I mean, you know, I grew up in Germany, in Bavaria, and I would spend a lot of time on farms. So I was always around animals. I mean, from the, you know, earliest age on, animals were always my best friends. So, and then also coffee shop owner. I told him that my favorite animal is a donkey. And then he said, well, how do you feel about goats? And I said, oh, you know, goats are great. I mean, they're trouble, but they're great. But, you know, I really didn't have the facilities and blah, blah, blah. And he said, hey, you should talk to my friend because, you know, she has goats and they're super easy. You know, she said they're easier than dogs. And of course, you know, I got all excited, and after I talked to her, she kind of, you know, pointed me to a farmer who raises goats for meat. So, and then before I knew it, the first three goats arrived. Yeah, then, you know, of course I told people that, you know, I'd started rescuing animals and... And then it was just kind of, oh, really? Well, gee, we heard about, and then, you know, more chickens were coming, then the first ducks were coming, then the geese were coming, then another goat was coming. And then a friend of mine, she used to help out on a farm here in Greene County. And she called me one morning frantically and said, Kurt, you got to come right away. We have a little goat here, 3 days old, and the mother will not accept it because he's blind. So, of course, I hung up the phone, jumped in the truck, and picked up the little goat. and then bottle fed him for 3 months. And I'm working together with a fantastic holistic vet, and she advised me, you know, what to do. I mean, how to treat this obviously not completely healthy animal. And after about 5 months, little Kali actually was able to see again. So, and that was just an amazing experience. So, and yep, and then more animals came, but really it was, I don't want to say just a hobby, but it was certainly a passion. But the intention really wasn't to start a sanctuary with 200 animals. But then in 2013, by chance, I was sort of looking at Facebook and came across a website called Save the Staten Island Turkeys. And then I read the history. Somebody apparently had raised a few wild turkeys on Staten Island, but then got tired of them and just released them. And since they don't have any natural predators on Staten Island, they just multiplied like crazy and became a real nuisance, and were in parks and also in the park of hospital. And the hospital, you know, for hygiene reasons, whatnot, you know, wanted them removed. So the DEC started culling them. And then, you know, people got really, really upset. So they had to stop the killing, but they couldn't really think of another solution. They didn't want to just kind of release them in the wild, because supposedly they are not 100% purebred wild turkeys. There are also some domestic turkeys mixed in. So anyway, I, of course, contacted them and said, hey, you know, I got hundreds of acres, just bring them up here. And somebody then from Staten, Save the Staten Island Turkeys, contacted me and said, well, gee, it's not all that easy. So, and anyway, then he put me in touch with the president of the New York chapter of the Humane Society. And we negotiated for over a year how we can sort of address the issue. Anyway, you know, the DEC gave me, you know, lots of regulations. I had to enclose about 3 acres with 6-foot-tall fencing. I had to, I mean, first we had to log portions of the woods, and then we fenced it in. I needed to build a shelter and everything, and then I was also required to actually clip the wings of the turkeys. And of course, I did all of that. However, the wings are clipped in a way that the next year the feathers could grow back. So, and originally they delivered 130 turkeys, and it was just amazing. So it was just amazing. I mean, the noise was incredible, but also to watch these animals, and especially since they grew up in a residential area, they were pretty tame. I mean, if you spend some time with them, they will actually eat out of your hands. Anyway, so then the next year the wings grew back. They are basically still staying on the premises. I mean, you know, they get free room service and don't even have to ring the buzzer. So you know, they get fed and water, and especially in the winter when, of course, food is more scarce, they come back. But also, the fact that they were sort of in captivity but in the woods helped them also to acclimate to their natural environment. So most of them are now in the woods, but close by. My neighbors tell me all the time that they have turkeys wandering across their lawn. And they come and go. So, and, you know, some of them come up to the house and hang out with us and also hang out with the other animals. So,
but can you tell the Staten Island turkeys apart from the Catskill turkeys?
Not really. I mean, the only way you can really tell apart is that the Staten Island turkeys will not be as shy as wild turkeys. I mean, wild turkeys are extremely shy, and they also have very sensitive hearing. So they will take off long before you see them. So if they feel threatened, whereas mine potentially, you know, just walk up to you or hang out on your porch. So,
and it sounds like there's a need in the area for this kind of thing. I mean, you get a lot of calls. Why is there such a need for animal sanctuaries in the Hudson Valley?
Because a lot of animals get discarded because they are sick or they are old, become a burden, or also people just can't afford them anymore. We actually get a lot of animals also from New York City. All of our potbelly pigs were, you know, pigs that were raised in apartments and then reached a size where I was just too big for an apartment. And then what do you do with it?
How long can you have a pig in an apartment in New York City?
Well, I would say probably something like close to a year, you know, but I mean, around a year, they will reach about 80, 90 pounds, and then it's too big for most people. So, they are so sweet, they are so cuddly, and they are just a lap dog, basically, just a little bit heavier. So, and then we also get animals, chickens actually a lot, that come from religious rituals. There are many groups out there who use these chickens for rituals. It is just absolutely horrific. I mean, there is one ritual in Brooklyn every year where they sacrifice between 50 and 60,000 chickens. It is inconceivable, and they are being slaughtered on the street. And we're always trying to save some. It's not easy, it is just horrendous. And then also, you know, fowl can escape from live markets in the city, and just for New York City alone, there are 72 live markets. And then there is the rooster problem, and that's coming from everywhere. I mean, city ordinances now allow you to have chickens in your backyard.
Some towns in the Hudson Valley, there's ongoing controversies about chickens in some towns, whether to have them or not, right?
More and more towns are becoming very progressive. The whole organic food, movement, and then of course, you know, having a couple of backyard chickens is a nice and cute idea.
But they're not so interested in having roosters in town?
No, I mean, understandably, most townships will not allow for roosters because of the noise, and, you know, they go off early in the morning, you know. Some of my roosters go off around 2:30, so, and once one rooster starts, they all will kind of join in, so... roosters is a real problem because, I mean, most people who get chickens buy them as little chicks, and chicks cannot be sexed, and then chances are they're ending up with two chickens and four roosters. So, and then what do you do with a rooster? I get calls, I mean, basically on a daily basis, you know, and it's just heartbreaking. And then you also, you know, you have your school science egg hatching projects, and then at the end of the school year, it's just kind of, what are we going to do now? So, and also most other sanctuaries can only hold so many roosters, and most people who call me say, well, you know, I tried all the other sanctuaries, but everybody is saying no, and I guess you're going to say no as well. And well, unfortunately, now I have to say no, because I have close to 50 roosters, somehow I managed to keep them all apiece. There's no rooster fighting going on. I mean, every once in a while, you know, they have a tiff with each other. But then again, you know, they are men, so what do you expect? I'm at a tipping point. I mean, what I'm planning to do in the near future is actually have a sanctuary within the sanctuary where I will take on roosters, and exclusively roosters. However, of course, like everything, it's a money issue, because that means that we need to build new chicken coops, and we need to subdivide the chicken coops. We need to subdivide the land so that each rooster has its own chicken run. All of that are enormous expenses. But since roosters are very close to my heart, I definitely want to do that, so that hopefully then we can increase the number of roosters to closer to 100 or so. And of course, it's also then a staffing problem, because, as I said, I'm practically a one-man show, and I need full-time help, but full-time help also needs to get paid. So,
and you have a volunteer day next weekend coming up if people want to help out?
Correct. Next weekend we are greening or re-greening one of the enclosures, which originally was built for the turkeys, and they are also still in there, but then was also occupied by a lot of chickens, which temporarily had to move out because there was an emergency rescue of three pigs, and the pigs kind of ripped the ground apart. I mean, they like to root, and so now the ground is everything is turned upside down and rocks everywhere. So we need to remove rocks and, then re-green the area. And, of course, we can use a lot of helping hands. So, yeah.
And when is that? What are the details about that?
They are next week, Saturday and Sunday, the 19th and the 20th.
And how should people get in touch with you if they want to volunteer or come out?
Well, they can go to our Facebook page, and that is Andhof Animals, and that's spelled ANDHOF-Animals. Or they can also call. Our number is 518-943-4343.
And most of the animals you get locally are sort of, or you get from the sanctuaries, because some of them you say come from New York City too, are sort of like humans' indifference to animals, like not sort of realizing the after effects of what they're doing, and that too many roosters and chickens from school programs,
Right. Well, I mean, to give you one example, you know, I was once called because there was a farmer who had egg laying chickens, and you know, after 2 years they produce less eggs, so he basically just kicked out all of the chickens out of the chicken coop, and then put new ones in, and then said, well, they're fox food. So, and then what do? You know, so of course you run over with your carriers and you know, catch as many chickens as you possibly can. So,
so there are more like direct human. You get some more human cruelty issues up here too.
Yeah, I mean, not so much from up here, because you know, it's the country and people are more animal oriented. A lot of it comes from the city. I mean, not just New York City, also Albany and Connecticut, because you know, people are just not realizing also how much work these animals are, you know, and chickens are also very, very time intensive, you know, and then they become too big. I mean, you know, everything is cute when it's little, you know, but then when it's bigger, it's not quite so cute anymore, and it's a lot of work, and it stinks. So, yeah,
and there's more stuff to clean up as it gets larger, I guess.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So, hallelujah.
All right, we've been talking to Kurt Andernach from the And Off Animals Sanctuary for Farm Animals in Catskill, with volunteer help next weekend they're looking for. And again, give out your information if people want to get in touch and help.
Yeah, they can call us 518-943-4343. Facebook is Andhof Animals, that is A-N-D, hyphen H-O-F, hyphen Animals with an S. They can also email me at Kurt, K-U-R-T, at Andhof Animals, and again the same, A-N-D, hyphen H-O-F, hyphen Animals, .org.
All right, well, thank you for helping some of the local animals in need, and thank you for coming out and telling us about it here on the radio today.
Well, thank you very much for that opportunity.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kurt.